Hey guys, my name's Charlie.
And I'm Kevin.
And we are the Holiday Bros, and you're listening to the Holiday Bros Podcast.
Holiday Bros. Holiday Bros. Holiday Bros. Holiday Bros.
Good tidings to you, Kevin, and to the listeners out there. This is the Holiday Bros Podcast number 17. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about Ague Family Christmas,
1987.
City as usual.
That's the way I like it, though. We're recording this episode on January 24th, 2018.
Yeah, we're slacking this this month. So is it? Yeah, if you're listening to it on the day it's published, on the 25th, well, this was just recorded last
basically
night.
Basically live.
Yeah, pretty much. Fuck it, we'll do it live!
I always think of that clip. So that intro, was that, did you put that in right there, or is it coming up now?
No, it was already done, so now it's just acting silly.
All right, so I gotta ask the people out there, did that seem insane, like what we just heard? Like, to me, that was normal, but that was like our Christmases growing up. Like, this is going to be an episode not like our past episodes here. It's going to be a little different, probably only connects to about 2% of the listening audience, but everyone has to have home videos, right?
Yeah. Well, not everybody. I think some of my friends, they don't.
Yeah, that's true. I guess my wife doesn't either, but we were fortunate enough to be a camcorder family. Well, at least someone in the family had a camcorder, so stuff was being recorded.
Yeah, Aunt Pat.
Yeah, but she never used it. I like how she bought it, but it never used it. Nope. It was always on people that borrowed it.
The best part is, at the very beginning of the 1987 folder, the first 15 seconds, mm-hmm. is Aunt Pat in the video store being taught how to run it. Because it's great, because all you hear is, now how do I turn it off? And then the lady's like, see the button right by your hand? Push that, and she starts arguing or something, but it's great.
And the best thing is, this is, now keep in mind, obviously since 1980s, this is the big shoulder camcorder. Like, these are the big dogs.
Yeah,
these are the ones that
VHS.
The VHS tapes fit inside. Oh, we're old.
Yeah, it's great though. Well, but I mean, it's weird to me. I guess that would have been specialized equipment that not everybody would have. And
yeah.
It bums. I mean, nowadays with phones, everybody's getting videos left and right. I don't even know if any. I try to do classic home videos for myself with, around Christmas time. But it's one of those things that it just, that has to be odd. You know, that cameras were available. Like, I guess Carrie, you know, take her for instance. That, like, there's no videos. Like, I'd be miserable if I couldn't remember what I sounded and looked like.
Yeah.
Back then, like, a picture wouldn't do it justice.
Nope, that's why I feel bad too. Like, we record some of the, you know, some of the events from, like, with our kids and everything, but not as much as I feel we were recorded.
No, well, do you take a little bit of video here and there? Think about it. Think
yeah.
about our home videos. It was Christmas, communions,
yeah,
Thanksgiving here and there, and Easter. I mean, it was spread throughout the year, and a
yeah.
couple birthday parties here and there. There's only one Charlie birthday in the whole scheme of things because we're still at the fair.
Yeah, my birthday is in the end of summer, so we were always never home, so my birthday always got the shambles.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's really not much of mine either.
Kelly yeah,
got
so,
the most. Kelly got the most.
Yeah, she did.
Nick got two.
yeah, I don't know. Kelly's was end of December, so she had the Christmas. So people were always around for those, just not for ours.
Yeah. But so what we're going to do is we are going to fire up. It's only about 20, it's 24 minutes, I think. And we are going to listen to the Igu Family Christmas from 1987. So it starts on Christmas Eve when we are eating dinner here, which we used to do an Italian dinner. Not the seven fishes, but we never had meat on Christmas Eve. And I don't think I consciously ever thought about that, because back then you just ate what was given to you, but yeah. It was always no meat at that point. So we're going to go ahead and fire this up right now, and we'll give some live commentary.
Brace yourselves.
Yes.
It's going to be a bumpy ride. I love it.
All right, so that dinner right there, just, I love it.
I miss that dinner. We don't have it anymore.
I do, every year.
Well, I have a version of it, but... So, right now we're kind of panning around. We got the kids' table. The classic kids' table. We're all sitting there just being goofballs, as one is at that age.
What's with kids at eating plain spaghetti with no sauce? You, my daughter...
Yeah, my kids do the same thing. It's just with butter and Parmesan cheese.
It's disturbing.
Yeah, I don't know. Red sauce, I love it now. I put it on everything.
But anyway, this delicious dinner is spaghetti, regular spaghetti with ragu. Haddock is the fish. We fry the fish. They make a fish sauce, which I used to hate as a kid, but now I love it. Just literally ragu, an onion, some of the haddock. And then the stuffed peppers. Just take pickled sweet and pickled hot peppers. Stuff them with a breading mixture, just white bread, Parmesan cheese, parsley, egg, and a little salt and pepper, and you bake them in the oven, and God, they're so good.
They are now. When I was at this age, I don't think I ever ate.
None of us did. We all had a little bit of spaghetti on our plate. We didn't want peppers. Who the hell wanted that shit?
I don't even think I ate the fish.
I didn't eat the fish either. I used to hate the fish sauce. Pop-Up never liked it either. He and I used to complain about the fish sauce all the time, and acquired a taste for it. I hope he doesn't... I hope he's not disappointed in me.
Right now, our uncle's motioning, stabbing Mark in the head with a fork. Classic.
It is.
Our older brother.
Yep.
I get to make some ridiculous faces. We have a lot of home videos where I do that. I just stare at the camera like I got some issues.
Did you hear Pop Up there? Can't you guys just talk nice and low? I wonder what he was thinking, because Pop-Up never really yelled, but it's probably driving him nuts. Now, think about this. Mam-Mam right here is 58 years old.
Really?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Mom right here is younger than me.
Man,
she's
34.
She's 34 right here.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's disgusting now to watch this and think of it like that.
Yeah, see, watching old home videos, I never thought of stuff like that. Like, I just was like, okay, this was 1980. Yeah.
They're always the same age. They're always, like, 40.
Yep. Now, our Christmas Eves, they weren't big on the gifts. Like, we would get, one or two gifts here and there.
It was from from two aunt and uncles and grandparents. But I love Christmas Eve. Like, this is one of the things that I absolutely miss. And I would love to just go back in time and relive one of these. Just the anticipation, getting pissed off, sitting in church waiting for this to occur.
And running in there
like you're missing something. I always felt like I was missing something sitting at church.
Yep. Well, that's the thing. We were raised Catholic, so our Christmas Eve church was about an hour and a half event.
And my mom made us go an hour and a half early.
Yeah, it was basically the length of watching the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. Surprised they never drug us out for midnight mass.
Yeah, I don't think so, because then Santa Claus would never come.
No, but it's just, I mean, here's what's weird. We used to go to 4 o'clock mass, even with this. So We never even got to Mam-Mam and Pop-Ups until five or so. Usually a little after 5 o'clock. Definitely after 5 o'clock, because that mass took forever. But so we never actually started eating until 5:30 or 6. And now when we got older, do you remember? They were starting to eat at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, they're home, but we're leaving at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, and that was always the downfall of the night for me, is leaving Mam-Mam and Pop-Ups, or when people started to leave and it started getting quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, because generally we would be there probably the last, because my mom would like... put some of the chairs away or whatever.
I always remember leaving around 7:30. Between 7:30 and 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So as far as like Christmas Eve traditions go, this is like on our mom's side, her parents. Our dad's parents, well, they died when we were real young, but we didn't really do too much Christmas
Grandpa
stuff.
Grandpa just died this year, 1987.
This was
Kelly screaming because one of us is tormenting her. I was too little to torment her, so it's probably Nick.
I do have a Christmas question for you that I know happened. See, we all just ran out of Mom's room, okay?
Kelly walking nice and slow. Oh, and get this. I had to argue with Mom. Not argue with her. She could have sworn that. Now, get this. This is starting to prove that we definitely know more about our raising, our bringing ups than Mom. She was so sure. She was sure that Santa never wrapped the gifts for us.
What?
And I go, Mom. So she didn't believe me. She wanted me to fire this up. I go, Mom, there is what? 100-some gifts here? How could you not remember slaving over these boxes and wrapping them?
Yeah, really. Yeah, our gifts were always wrapped.
Yeah, we never had unwrapped. Remember, I used to bother me when I would watch Tony's home videos and everything was unwrapped.
Yeah. Now, think about this. Like, right there, I see a huge present on Nick's pile. I know that's a sleeping bag. It's wrapped.
It's a sleeping bag.
Yeah, and it's wrapped. So she can't say that.
I know. I mean, and again, kids like to unwrap stuff. Santa doesn't really wrap much for Bridget. Kind of bothers me, but this year was not that great of a time for us in December anyway.
I watched your Christmas this year. I watched it.
Oh, the one I put up already?
Yep. Yeah. I watched it. Multi-angle. So we had different years, though. This year, it's a free-for-all. We're all just ripping here. There were years that we took turns.
I know. There's definitely some older ones, too, where they're like, now, guys, remember what we're doing.
Yep. Yeah, we were, for the most part, I thought we would take turns. This year is just a free-for-all.
How do you get Nick's what? Nick's what? 9 years old?
Yeah.
How do you get a 9-year-old and less to take turns on this?
Yeah, I know.
I miss that furniture.
It's like, we're looking over at each other to see, okay, so Nick just opened a sleeping bag. Which one was that? So then I rip it open because we generally got the same stuff, me and Nick.
Well, yeah, we all had tape. We all had the fish things. I got a damn pink one.
Yeah. Those little fishing games, the wind-ups.
Oh, here it is. Look at my fucking cheeks. I'm like a chipmunk.
Yeah. Sometimes when I look back at some of our home videos, I don't know if it's our welfare haircuts or what, but we're pretty good trash. And like, I got to tell you, right now I'm wearing a sweatshirt and it has Garfield on it jogging and it says sweat, right? When I was a little kid, I thought it said sweet. I don't know why. I just picked Garfield's just running. He's wearing a headband and he's sweating, but I always just thought, sweet.
He's happy about it. Sweet.
That's what I was thinking. No, actually, I had weird ways of thinking in my head. I was like, okay, he's burning off all the sweets.
Oh, there's my puppy pal, or pound puppy slippers that I was wearing. Those things were heavy in the front. They weighed you down.
Yeah, you trip over them, the head would roll under your foot.
Get many a twisted ankles on those. But there was like a piece of paper worth of cloth between your foot and the floor.
Yeah, they were pretty thin slippers. So right now I'm going ballistic over a sleeping bag of shaking.
No, that's not. That's the bouncy ball. Come on.
Oh, that's a pogo ball. That's right.
Look it. You just put it down. You go right for the others.
Yep.
Oh, that looks like pencils to me.
I hate that kind of an attitude, though, with my kids now when they do that. I always want them to savor the present, but they never do.
Yeah, I know. Oh, here it is. Here, all right, here's the moment.
What is it? I love you. What is it? In the biggest letters on the side of the box, it says sleeping bag.
I'll tell you, though. You and Nick had the nice, smooth, very cool to the touch sleeping bags. Mine was completely rough like sandpaper.
Yep. That's what I always hated about yours, because I always had to jump across your bed to get out of the room.
Yeah, you get road rash on the way over.
Pretty much. I got rug burn. Yeah, mine and Nick's sleeping bags were the same. It was a nice slippery
material. If I was hot, I used to jump over on your bed just to cool down on the sheet.
Yep, it was a cold sleeping bag. I like that kind. Yeah, I don't know why the difference. Why? Maybe yours was on clearance or something.
I don't think I didn't get a sleeping bag this year. It's probably the next model up.
Yeah, this was a good year. You had gotten
the horn with buttons, as I just said.
The horn with buttons, it's your favorite, and I rip it out of your hands and try it first. That's what I was.
Well, good thing, because after I freaking give that thing the worst blowjob in the world.
You really popped that thing, that mouthpiece in the mouth.
Yeah, I had no idea how to blow it.
You also got a golf set, which was pretty fun. Nerf one.
There's some classic me of when I'm in the kitchen golfing. Now, think about Teddy Ruxpin, and I have them both right here in the basement, about 10 feet away from me. The one, the jaw is completely broken off. So it looks completely odd, but I broke the first one falling out of bed. I used to fall out of bed all the time, bust my lip open. And Teddy Ruxpin smashed one time, and all I ever wanted was a Teddy Ruxpin again, and apparently Mom and Dad went crazy looking for one. Like, classic. Oh, there I go, sucking that horn.
The best part is when once you get the horn, you're like, look, I could go up and down.
But do you hear me? I'm complaining because it doesn't sound like Dad's trumpet. Ungrateful prick I was.
Hey, what would you do if you just saw someone grab the horn and bop you on the head with it? Sweet. Okay, so I got to ask you a beginning of Christmas question here that I know happened multiple times, but other people are denying it. I need to know. So when we would wake up in the morning, we all shared a bedroom, me, you, and Nick. The three boys shared a room, and Kelly had her own room. We would have to meet up in my parents' room before we came out. No one was just allowed to run out on Christmas.
Yeah, not every single year. There's times that the three of us were in our room, and Kelly was at her doorway, and we'd get called out.
But I swear, now other people deny it, let me know what you think. When we were in Mom and Dad's room, she made us do something in there. Do you know what I'm thinking?
I do know what you're thinking of, and I call bullshit on it. I don't ever remember doing it once. I think it happened before I was born.
All right, so you're a naysayer. I swear that
you're
Mom
talking
made
about
us
happy birthday, right?
She made us sing happy birthday to Jesus.
No, that might have been before you. All right, Mom and Dad recorded you guys saying prayers. I mean, come on. That was before my time. You guys may have done it beforehand. But once Jesus was born, then you didn't need to do it anymore because I was there.
I'm telling you, I knew it happened.
That's fine. I don't doubt that it happened with you and Nick, but not all of us.
It's such a weird thing. I'd deny it, too, if I was Mom.
Aaron makes Bridget do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you should record it one year.
I did. It's in that video. You claimed you watched it.
I didn't see her singing happy birthday.
She was. She was sitting on the ground opening a gift while doing it, but she sang.
Now, this was like for a Nerf. This, yeah, I know my, oh, you mean on the video?
Yeah,
me.
Me.
I was going to say.
I try this after lunch?
Okay, so let me ask you if you remember this. So Mom used to have these decorations that she would hang in the hallway, all the way down the hall. They were like accordion style, shiny metallic.
Yeah, I remember.
It was just metallic paper, and you just stitched it out. But the one year I remember, she just zigzagged them all the way down the hallway. Do you remember that?
I think I do. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, that was a weird decoration choice on her part.
She used to put the remember the big door decorations like the foil type things.
Yeah.
You, when you really think about it, I guess I decorate a lot with lights, but she used to decorate everything.
Yeah, she has a decoration for every holiday.
She always liked it. I don't know if Dad was a big fan of, you know, decorating, but
not so much anymore, though.
Well, it impresses me. I told him I was creeping him out on the camera the one time, and I saw him putting up the lights this year. And the fact that he has the ladder out, puts it up around the gutter, all the windows and everything. For going on 70, that's impressive.
Yeah, he bailed on half of the house this year, though, half of the roof line.
Well, he never went all the way up, did he?
No, I'm saying he stopped at right above Kelly's window. It didn't go over to ours.
Oh, well.
Why are you poking around on their security cameras?
Maybe ran out of lights. because I hadn't watched them in quite a few months. I was like, I wonder what's going on today. And he was putting up the lights. Rigging up the lights. Now, Kelly, I thought, had a million gifts. Remember, she had that she had that baby basket or stroller filled with a million gifts.
I want to say that that's a Cabbage Patch Kid branded stroller.
I think it is, yeah.
I think there used to be a sticker on the side of it. I mean, this would be the first year to see it. It's brand new right now.
Remember we used to throw ourselves in there and have her push us around?
Yeah. I don't know how that thing's
No, because
it
was the metal frame, and that remember that plastic piece? That just came out.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember
straight
that.
Straight up. So, now, I don't know if we had any this year, but there were years, and that might be those gray ones at the bottom, because mine were always on the chair. Every year, there was always gifts just for the boys. Like, maybe that's why Kelly got so many, because we had individuals, but then there was always... Oh, yeah, then... Yeah, here we go. Oh, yeah, this is Chess and Checker.
Yeah, he keeps that one single. Dinosaur bones. Oh, okay. It's dinosaur bones. Yep.
Just rip it open.
This is actually when most of our Nintendo games came into play.
Chess and Checker. That pisses me off, Chess and Checker.
Now, why aren't you involved in opening any of these?
That's what I'm wanting. I'm probably still over there sucking on my horn.
Probably.
I love that you guys are like, all right, I don't think you know what they were. I mean, I know they're sea monkeys, but I don't even know if you guys understood what they were. Where are you going?
Yeah, now Kelly's popping around a popple in there. Those were kind of cool. They're back now, actually, and they look really weird.
I wouldn't doubt it. Probably like damn Teddy Ruxpin with those damn LCD eyes.
Yeah. They really flubbed that one up.
I hope he closes his eyes when it's off. If not, it would look demonic.
Yeah, it would. But yeah, as far as like the Just for Boys presents, that's where we got like... Your Back to the Future for Nintendo, Paperboy for Nintendo, like all Batman for Nintendo. That was all 1 year.
Batman was a Tennessee gift. Batman was Aunt Pat.
Yeah,
we never got Paperboy. We got Christmas, but Batman was it was either Aunt Pat, or it was Tennessee. There's no video of us opening up Batman.
We also got a ping pong table once for Christmas.
We got a pool table once, too, one of the mini ones. We also got air hockey.
Yeah.
Pretty much, why they didn't just get us at 3-1 with that commercial? One more game.
What's Nick walking around with there? Dinosaur bones?
I'm going to go see if the golf game works. Remember you guys used to putt golf balls out of my chest?
Stripping clothes. That it was a Nerf brand, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, you were trying to put golf balls into my chest.
Yeah, well, that's because your chest, it was concave, so we used to put them on your belly button and pop them into that chest hole.
I ate cereal in there the one time to try it.
So this Nerf golf set, it was actually a pretty decent set. I don't think we ever used it properly, though. Like,
no, and in case in point,
like we never set up a golf course.
No. Once in a blue moon, we used to set it up downstairs. We'd have to putt down the steps.
I remember that was a good one.
Yeah, but
Dad probably hates.
There I am on that horn again. you'll see me use it later when Christmas, when this, you know, the unwrapping part's over, and I literally have every hole in one area. It's impossible to miss.
Well, your kitchen one's a little better. They're all still up there, but the hallway one, forget it. They're just a row of the holes straight across the hallway.
And the best part is, I remember as time went on, like, we never used the extensions on the putters.
Yeah.
Like, the longer part. And as time went on and, you know, didn't play with it as much, the putters ended up becoming spider attackers. Used to help clean up the spiders.
Yeah, it's funny to think about, like, you see all this stuff that we're getting here brand new, and I remember using it for a while, then I remember my pogo ball. One day I go to jump on it, and the ball has a little less air in it, and the whole thing you stand on just slid off of the ball, and then there was just, like, this weird butt-looking ball, because it had the line down the middle that was squished. It looked like a butt.
I don't remember that part of the video right there. Don't you wish there was technology to be able to, like, just 3D, you know, go in there virtually and be able to look around and...
Yeah, I wish... That's why I'm very fortunate that we have all this stuff still, you know.
I'd probably never leave. I'd probably just live in those virtual environments.
Yeah, see, that's probably why it's not an existing thing. You'll never come out.
Well, that's going to be something in the future, I'll tell you that.
So our Christmas turkey tradition, like, that grosses people out when I tell them about it. I don't know if that's a normal thing, the thawing of the turkey. Is that not normal the way Mom used to do it?
In the bathtub? I don't think so, no.
Okay. I guess not. It is kind of gross if you think about it.
I'm sure Mom would say that she scrubbed the bathtub beforehand, but I have a feeling she never did.
Probably not. I mean, I was just in there the day before, probably farting in the tub.
Yeah.
But yeah, what would happen is she would get up, well, what do you think, probably 2 a.m. and throw a turkey in the tub, or did she do that the night before?
All right, what? Hey, here's me and Nick.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You very nicely allow him to play it for a minute.
And then probably the part of the video that I used to fast forward when I was younger is an hour of Kelly just unwrapping a chocolate.
Yeah. She's a slob.
She's already chewing on something. Oh. Typical coughing. She's had that cough since birth.
Yep. And that was a funny thing, because we actually watched this home video right at Christmas time, and I said, oh, there's that classic cough right at that point, because she's always coughing.
I swear it's a tick. Is that snot pouring out of her nose? It is.
It is. Carrie was so disgusted by it. She is covered in snots. And watch, the best part is, in about a minute or so, I think she wipes them all over her arms. But yeah, every home video we have, Kelly's pounding some kind of food in her mouth. It's pretty funny.
I love if you heard what I just did in the background, like Nick got all pouty and everything, because I didn't want to let him play anymore. And if you hear me, I go, okay, Nick, come here.
Yeah, me and Carrie were on that a couple times, and we were laughing at that.
All right, pull that camera back. Come on.
We always have there's always such a traditional Richard Ague home video, the way he starts it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the same, panning around outside.
Or inside the panning, but yeah. It's always it'll never start with just people.
No, and the funny thing is, like, everybody has like a cadence to the way they do stuff. Like Dad's voice, like everyone is like the same cadence when he spills out the date and what's going on.
Dad on the phone, I think, is very similar to Dad's filming voice.
Yeah, he has a certain way he always gets off of the phone, too.
Oh, here we are in the hallway with a million holes in the same area.
Yeah, there's no getting past them.
And I get very happy, too.
Did we use the flags in the future?
The flags?
Yeah.
Oh, no. God, no. That was like Christmas Day, and that was it.
Yeah. They were just basically like straws.
Now, is this the year? No. This isn't the year we got Socrates. That was 88.
Speaking of Socrates, remember that globe that we had also?
Yeah, that was also 88. There's video of us unwrapping that.
Do you watch the Goldbergs at all?
No.
Ah, that globe is in his house, too.
Oh, now. Here we are. So now we're at our great-grandmother's house, and our great-aunt, they live together, but they used to stay with us Christmas Day and the next day. Now, did we always take them back home the 26th? Did we talk about this?
We did, but there's no way we did, and the reason why I know that is because there were a couple Christmases.
Wait, hold on. That's the one that I always keep telling Kelly, that the Irish, I have lots of juice and lots of milk.
Yeah. She's definitely the Irish side.
But anyway, going back to the 26th.
They never went home on the 26th.
I didn't think so. I thought it was always the 27th minimum.
Yeah. It was a multi-day event. And the reason I know that is because there were some years where I was a crybaby and I didn't get something or whatever, and they took us out shopping on the 26th.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, that actually seems familiar.
Because you were the one of them that got something when we were out once shopping on the 26th. You got that weird yellow helicopter gyro thingy.
And what happened? Wait, and was that from Aunt Pat, Mam, and Burke?
No, I think, well, someone got something and I wanted it. So we went out on the 26th and bought a version of it at the store for me. It was like a pinker.
That's hard for me to believe that mom and dad would accept it and be like, yeah, no, we're not getting you something. You just had Christmas.
Yeah. Yep. I do remember going out shopping the 26th and getting something that I wanted.
Now, this is going to end abruptly. I mean, this we're coming up about 10 seconds left. Aunt Pat always looked like she was dressed to go out on the town.
Yeah. She's all business.
Yeah. Matalevich-like.
Yeah. So I had no idea that that's where that came from, that Gus.
Oh, yeah, the Gus. I didn't realize that until I watched this a couple months ago, and there's the end of Christmas 1987.
Yeah. So what we're referring to is Gus from Cinderella.
Cinderella, yeah.
It's from Cinderella, and it was an ornament, but it was a Burger King kids' meal toy at some point. But Kelly was obsessed with that, our sister.
She still is.
I know. It's broken now. The string broke off. And just this year, she goes, and the string broke off. And I said, I wonder why. She used to grab the string, excuse me, and just shake the thing's head.
Yeah, go Gussie, 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 Gus. Gussie, Gussie, Gus. Woo, 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 woo. Gussie.
I think we all have, like, autism.
Well, we definitely have something. And there's video of her doing that, too.
Something's wrong with us.
That's when we're all... Nick's filming. Because she's like, you know, like, Callie, do Gus.
Yeah, we had some classic moments. Yeah, so, I mean, I love the fact that we have these videos to watch.
I'm still trying to think about going out with Mam and Burke and Aunt Pat to shop.
Yeah, it happened.
At the Frankville Mall or, like, Laurel?
No, and it was actually, I want to say it was probably...
Jeebies or something.
Yeah, I think it was maybe Zares or Hills. No, it was Hills. It was Hills.
They had the best chili dogs.
Yeah, I don't remember the chili dogs. I was more of a popcorn fan.
It was the kind of chili that was, like, all crumbled up ground meat where they used a little ladle to pick it all up, which was the best.
Well, before we break this down a little bit more and talk about this, before we get going, I'm going to pause for a commercial break here. So then we'll be right back. Oh, boy, that didn't work. I thought I had the thing plugged in. Apparently I didn't. Sorry.
That's a long pause. I'm going to have to edit. Nah, I'm not editing anything.
Yeah, don't. It was my fault.
For some reason, we'll do it live.
Doing it live. For some reason, the
and
jack.
A selection from Sting. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know what happened here. My headphone jack won't work on my phone. So I'm going to just...
Not at all.
Fuck it. We're doing it live.
Oh, God. You're putting it up to the microphone?
Yeah, it's not working. I mean, it is on my end, but... So I found a 1980s... a Christmas commercial for AT&T. And the reason I like this commercial, you never see shit like this anymore. It's an old guy on a handheld phone. No one does that anymore.
Just and put it by the phone. We'll listen to it that way.
Why don't you care? In hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be
there.
Oh,
that sounds fun.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
What a great voice.
And Mama and her kerchief and I and my cat had just settled down to a long winter's nap.
Dad, it still works. Reach out and touch
someone. All right, just listening to the audio, I could really turn that into something bad.
Yeah, I know. Especially their slogan from back then.
Dad, it still works. Reach out and touch someone.
Yeah. You know, you'd never see a commercial like that anymore.
No.
A commercial for a phone, for AT&T.
Like a landline phone?
Yeah. Oh, just for them as a phone company.
I thought maybe it was one of the first cellular phones.
Oh, no. This guy was sitting there on the old... You could tell it was like the heavy plastic black phone that weighed probably about 40 pounds just for the handheld part of it.
Oh, those things are great.
Yep.
I always said with a landline, I'd like a nice beefy phone. I always said I wanted the classic kind that when you... So you could slam it down and you hear the bell ring when you do it.
Yep. That's when you know you made someone mad.
Yep.
And now it's like... I don't know who it was. I know there's a comedian that talks about it, but it's like now someone gets so mad and there's no way to hang up mad anymore.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
You just have to, I guess, go out screaming or whatever.
You know, because now you don't even hear anything. You know, there's nothing to symbolize. That's what I hate on TV. When they hang up with the cell phone, you always hear a beep, which never happens in real life.
If I hang up with someone, my phone beeps.
When you hang up with someone, it might go, but I'm like, when they hit the hang up button, it actually makes a beeping sound.
Oh no, I get the double beep when a phone call gets disconnected or
yeah, well, that's just an iPhone thing. But I mean, again, like, or when they pick up a phone, did you ever notice that on TV shows? They pick one up, it just makes a subtle beep, or when they call.
Yeah.
And I looked that up because I was very curious why every single TV show does that. And even though the audience knows that that's not how phones work, it's just one of those things that just it plays to the psyche of the audience and just be like, all right, he's answering. Like, you don't think consciously of it, but all right, he answers the phone and then he hung up the phone. Like, they purposely put that in so we know when something starts and ends. It's odd, but pretty much
they don't trust us as humans.
No, they don't.
Can't be trusted.
But yeah, we still, I mean, there's many years we could do some of these in the future as well with Christmases.
And like I said, I know these aren't going to appeal to the masses here, but no. Everyone's, if you have home videos, I mean, you get it. It's such a great thing to be able to look back on them.
Yeah,
I just love it.
And that's the
something
aspect.
To be able to recreate, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, I thought about, you know, after I, you know, sent the idea to you, I did think about, I mean, I could watch these all day long and, you know, Bridget, she only likes watching hers all day long. Mm-hmm. And I get that. And that's the thing. I thought to myself, even just other friends of mine that I know them, I don't know if I could sit there and just listen to one of their home videos unless I'm actually watching it either. I mean,
yeah. In the odd event that we would get to peek in on an Aunt Terry home video on one of theirs, I always felt a little weird about it.
You feel like you feel like you're in Bizarro World.
Yeah.
Mark used to show me some of his home videos.
Yeah. And it's like, I know you only as human cousin form. I don't know your home video format.
Yeah. And I don't think I want to.
Yeah, it's just a weird.
Or that freaky one, which is part of the cousin clan, the one where Uncle Danny was filming them, like standing there and like slowly disappearing. He was trying to do some camera trickery.
Oh yeah,
do you remember that?
Yep.
he has copies of our home videos too. By the way, he asked me for copies, so I brought him up a flash drive when I was up last. So he was watching them all the night that I gave it to him. He was texting me all night about. You know, stuff that he saw, this or that, and
that's funny.
He was loving it.
So I gotta ask you. Today's January 24th. Anybody in your area still decorated out there?
Yeah, the one guy right up the road here. He everything and the Christmas tree is blaring in his window.
I love it. I came on Tuesday. I was bringing Aiden home from Cub Scouts, and there was one house in Drums. The Christmas tree was lit up, blowing right out that front window. It was a white tree with all multicolor lights on it, shining bright. Now, a neighbor of mine, four houses down on the corner, their tree's still up, but it hasn't been lit since New Year's, but it's still in the window.
See, I can't. All right, an unlit tree is one of the most disgusting things ever.
Yeah, especially in the daytime. At nighttime, it looks like a shadowy figure standing there. It's scary.
But I love Christmas lights, but there's just something about it needs to be the right time of year. Even though it's still cold, again, we may have talked about this with the last podcast, but I mean, do you feel a completely different feeling? Like the world is completely different on December 26th as it was the last 3 weeks prior?
Yeah, there's a definite mood change in the air.
Like everything, there's no need to. I'm doing it to myself.
Yep,
like,
I know.
I'm being miserable about the fact, I'm not outwardly miserable, but I'm internally dealing with the misery of Christmas being over. And to tell you the truth, I feel that way on Christmas Day now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's inching its way back. And I always go on vacation Christmas week from work. So, like, Carrie even says, like, on Christmas night, she's like, oh, God, here we go, because she knows it's coming. Like, I seriously, like, for the weeks following, I'll go to bed at night and I'll quick turn on, like, the music channel or something just to see if Christmas music is still on.
Yeah.
Just because I just want still – I still try to just hang on to something.
I do, too. But really what bothers me now is all the damn radio stations at midnight on Christmas, once Christmas is over, they switch back to their stupid music.
Yeah, there was one or two holding on for a few days, but they were mixing them in.
I remember when the radio stations used to play through New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And they just complete, like, it's disgusting.
But back then, no, they didn't start in October like they do now.
Well, they also started at the beginning of December, but...
Yeah.
The one person I worked with at my first school, her birthday was December 1st, and she always said that is when Christmas music starts for her. She refuses to listen a day earlier than that. And now I usually start middle of November. I'll still listen to a tune here and there, you know, throughout the year if I want to try to play something on the piano. I like to give myself some prep time so I can start playing in December. So I'll start jamming out in July sometimes with some Christmas music. But,
yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much it. See, Kelly and I are weird. We're similar with this stuff, but also very different, where she would listen to Christmas music year-round, I guess, all the time. I think you're the same way. I can't do it. I mean, if somebody puts it on, I'll gladly listen to it, but I don't purposely turn something on. But what bothers me is that she's so much into Christmas, but yet the 26th, she takes everything down. That's disturbing. I would rather stay in bed the whole day on the 26th until it's gone. And then wake up on the 27th and still enjoy my time. Now, so it's not as disgusting taking everything down at once, I'll sometimes take some things here and there starting on, like, the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually by Christmas, you know, New Year's Eve, my tree is still up and maybe some lights, but then that's it. January 1st, because that's just as dirty as December 26th, if not worse. I fucking avoid all the pork and sauerkraut I can because I hate that. I'll take the tree down, and that's a miserable day, too.
Yeah, see, now this is just me proving that I'm old now, but me and Carrie used to leave the tree up and purposely take it down on Christmas or on New Year's Eve just to help us stay awake, just for something, you know?
I remember the one year, was it New Year's Eve, maybe? I think it was New Year's Eve. Because, I, you know, again, we usually took it down on the 1st, but when we were still living in the townhouse, Aaron was already up in bed. Aaron never stayed up once with me, ever, for New Year's Eve.
Still today?
Yeah, she doesn't at all. She goes to bed at 9 o'clock. And she could care less. And I could really care less, too, to tell you the truth, but I do it anyway because, again, I feel like the rest of the world's doing it, so I better do it. Just like on Black Friday. I'll go out. I have nothing to do, but I will go out to be in the middle of all the hustle and bustle. But the one year, like, she was upstairs and was like, fuck this, I'm taking everything down. And she came downstairs to the house being completely gutted with all the Christmas stuff. And the tree was already outside on the friggin' curb.
Ornaments still hanging in it.
Yep. Now, her mom will... Now, it's a small tree, but just because it's easier for her... She just puts a plastic bag on top, a black bag, and sticks it in the attic.
Carrie wanted to know if Mamam did that, and I said, I hope not, because if she does, I'm going up there knocking it over.
I think with the smaller tree, she did.
Yeah, I hope not. I'm going to check
it out.
The
larger one, she did. You know what I missed, too, about that? Remember they had the animated Mr. Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus?
Yeah, Mamam still does. Mamam still does.
And I would just love sitting there. That was the other thing. Like, even if you're staying up there on the weekend at night, you know, it's snowing out. You would just hear the sound of the candle moving like that.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, like, when I picture sitting in Mamam's living room looking out the window at that cold, you feel the heat from that radiator, and all you hear is that sound of the, because it was like a, because you heard the cloth of the cloth when the thing rotated.
And the mechanics.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. And there was a house on 93 coming down that always had those same two in the window. And I always looked at them and they didn't put them out this year. I was so bummed out. I was bummed out that somebody else didn't put out a decoration.
I was bummed that I didn't get to see the nativity scene that you took a picture of this year.
Yeah, I took a picture of me in it for you.
I always see. Yeah. Well, I like to see the latecomer to the party. The guy who's still riding the camel coming in.
Yeah.
Well, like that guy, the wise man.
That one guy.
That one guy that came with bearing a gift. But no, I know what you mean. We talked about that radiator heat before. And just, you know, this, it's so weird to me now. Like, my neighbor Jackie, she's a smoker. So if I go over to help her with her TV or something, I could be there for 10 minutes and I will come reeking out like smoke. Especially with my beard. So I'll take a shower.
Exit.
What?
I was going to say that beard just collects.
Oh, yeah. The beard's the worst. It takes everything on. The thing is, though, I think just a lot of the old timers' cigarettes, they all kind of have the same lingering smell to it. And yeah, there's a couple times I'd close my eyes and I would think that I'm at Mamma and Pop-Ups when I'm over there.
Mm-hmm.
A very distinct smell. But we were so immune to it. Like, we didn't think anything of it. We'd come home, you know, we'd be up there, and I keep saying we, but let's be truthful here. You and Nick, though you'd be more over Uncle Danny's, but we'd be up there and everything. They'd be smoking and everything and whatnot. And we'd come home smelling like that, but if it wasn't Sunday, we didn't care. We were smelling like that for another day.
Yep. Well, let me put it this way with the cigarette smoke. It was such a thing back then that it wasn't an issue. Like, Mam-Mam and Aunt Pat, who we spoke about in this episode, would take turns taking us to Disney World in the summer. On the airplane, people just smoke on an airplane. You're in a sealed tube up in the air, and people are just smoking. Like, you think about that now, and that's insane. But, like, mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about that smell. We would wake up in the morning in the hotel, and Mam-Mam and Aunt Pat would be over there cracking probably on their fourth – they'd probably be under their fourth or fifth cigarette at that point. They'd have the cheese danishes on there on the table.
Oh, God, I forgot. Yeah.
So the cheese danishes
Aunt
are
Pat
there.
Aunt Pat was a huge fan of the cheese
danishes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was.
Raspberry, too.
They were the Entenmann's ones that were in rectangle in shape.
Yep.
And I always remember how she cut them, because you got like a sliver that would always fall apart in the middle. But anyway, so you would wake up in the morning, the smell of cigarettes would be wafting through the air. You'd like cut through the smoke just to see the Entenmann's cheese danish on the tables. Oh, that gives me such a good feeling. And as disgusting as it is, like, I welcomed it, and I kind of miss it. But because they both smelled or smoked unfiltered cigarettes, which are a smell all in their own.
Yep. Lucky Strikes for Mam-Mam and
Chesterfield for Aunt Pat.
Yeah, Chesterfield for Aunt Pat.
Yep.
Yeah, I was hoping, even the smell of pop-up cigars, Nick, jokingly, though, I think if I pushed him a little more, he would have gotten. Nick had mentioned earlier, back in November, he was going to get a couple of the cigars for him and I to smoke at Thanksgiving, but he never did.
Yeah, I sent you a picture. They have them in flavored ones, too.
Yeah, well, no, I need pop-up. I need classic.
Yeah,
I remember hopping in. He had a LeBaron, right?
Mam-Mam
have a LeBaron, or they were both LeBarons.
I don't know. They had a bunch of cars,
but I remember, you know, you'd go in there and everything, and he'd have an old chewed up soggy one there that he'd relight.
Oh yeah,
like even that was a great smell.
Back in the day, though, when the front seat was a bench seat, and you were like straddling over some weird plastic contraption that he had down on the floor to hold cups.
Yep.
That was back in the day when kids could sit wherever they wanted.
I still remember, I love that bucket that he would keep for fishing, which was also a seat.
Yeah, what made me mad is that thing's like an item you could go buy at the stores now, and I know he made it first. He should have patented
it. Wait, he made that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
The cushion on it was one of the bench cushions, or one of the little stools from the house. They had like wooden stools, and the cushion on it was like... It was that foam padding, but it had like that.
Yeah, it's usually fake, tacked underneath then.
Yeah, but it was like that fake leather material.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was like circles and squares and stuff, but that was from their house.
I didn't realize he made that.
Oh, yeah, he stripped that baby and built it.
Well, see, I had said, I was talking to Mom about this not too long ago, that I wanted to go there and raid the basement just to see if there's any old tools or anything, but I think Mom said that they got rid of most and anything that was decent. I don't know if she said Uncle Danny took it or...
There's some stuff there. I was just there on Christmas Eve. I went downstairs.
I always go down for a whiff.
Yeah, there's just minimal stuff down there.
I hate that you have to duck, though, down there.
Yeah, imagine Pop-Up walking those stairs all the time.
Yeah, that's true, though, too. But, you know, I miss
all those rails everywhere and the cane that hung down at the bottom. That's still there. When I went down on Christmas Eve, I used it when I was in the basement, the cane.
So now, do you remember Mam-Mam's choice? What was the main ornament on her tree?
Apples.
Yep.
But they were like the foam filled that was like a plastic coating.
Yeah, and I never understood that, but I've actually seen a lot of people that have apples on their trees.
Yeah, I've seen that too. That always reminds me of them. But yeah, I remember when we were growing up, me and Nick would help decorate their tree, and it never felt as good as decorating ours at home. It just felt a little weird.
I don't like decorating anybody's tree except mine, and even that feels weird. This year, I was outside decorating my lamppost. I was putting the lights around, and our neighbor who he loves Bridget, and they treat her very, very well. They had said, hey, we're having our grandkids and family come over on Sunday. We'd love it if Bridget came over to help decorate our tree with us.
Uh-huh.
And I thought they were going to call us. I think they were expecting us to call them, but I'm not that forward with that if it wasn't an official invite. So we never ended up going over till a little bit later when it was already decorated. But I said to Aaron, I go, I'm having a hard time with this. I said, I don't know. I said, maybe you two should go over and I'll just stay home. And like, you know, Bridget would love it. But even me, like my box, I still have in magic marker. I remember it's weird. It was like it was yesterday, but I remember writing right on top of the box in a blue Sharpie. All it says is, and it's still on the box, I have 13 ornaments this year, I think. And then apostrophe 95.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about, because the reason we had, you know why we had to do that, right?
Well, I think it was just for the purpose of counting. So then when we took it off, we knew we got them all before we tossed the tree.
Right. Because we had a live tree, because there was one year where they had the tree leaning outside on the swing set and the wind must have just blown right. And we saw an ornament dangling in the tree.
Yeah, my bear on the drum.
Okay, yeah, right then and there, Mom's world just came to an end. She's like, nope, that's it. The next year, we had to mark exactly how many ornaments we put on. So that must have been 94 when she flipped out.
But even that, like, I still put up some of the ornaments from, you know, that I used to do. I put up a couple of the newer ones. And that's the thing, like, it's weird. Mom puts on so many ornaments, so her tree actually looks decent even in the day. Mine looks like complete shit in the day because I'm all about the lights, so I have lights everywhere on it, and at night it looks perfect because you don't see the wires. In the middle of the day, it looks like some asshole just took a bunch of string lights and threw them on the tree. Yeah. And that's the position they're in. And then there's like one ornament here, one ornament there, but at night you don't even see the ornaments, almost disappear because there's so many lights. And it's hard to see them. So Mom's tree actually looks very good even in a daytime setting with the lights off. And did you ever notice her tree is symmetrical? She's been doing that lately. Like, you know, you could pick a line and draw a circle around the tree and ornaments will all be on that line.
I can't hang like that. I can't decorate mine like that.
I can't either. But what's the one thing that you should never hang from, according to Mom?
Oh, don't ever hang an ornament on the lights. All of a sudden, the thing will catch on fire or something.
Yep, the metal will slowly cut through the insulation, it'll make a spark. And then everything.
I know.
She freaks out because I use C6 bulbs, incandescents, on my tree, and they get hot as hell.
Yeah.
But
see,
I water
as far
it
as
well.
Tree. See, I have an artificial tree. As far as decorating goes, I know I have an obsession with some of the stuff, but like I have an ornament that I always hang in the same spot ever since I was a little kid, since 1985 to be exact, because that's the date that's on the ornament. But every year it's gone in the same place on the tree at home, and I still put it there now. Do you do anything like that?
There's two of them that I do the same thing with. The one I started as a little kid, and the other one I started as a big kid. Like a couple of years ago, I'm assuming, I'm gonna guess yours is it the Garfield in the stocking?
Yeah, the 1985 Garfield in a stocking ornament.
All right, now mine is.
But you had to hang mine. What? It always has to be.
Is it the same? It has to be in the video. If you start at 95, the only video we have, and this is the one with filming for Tennessee, which was 1988. And it is on the, so if I'm looking at the tree, if I'm standing in front of the tree dead center, it's on the left-hand side, not quite in the middle, but not quite at the bottom. It's in between the middle and the bottom on the left.
No, between the middle and the top.
No, it wasn't that high in the video. You screwed up.
If you took the middle of the tree and the top of the tree, divide that in half, like top quarter of the tree. I'm like right around there.
All right.
Yeah, so I always have to hang that there, still do to this day. And I have a little a ghost story to tell you then.
Right.
But go ahead with your two ornaments.
Well, my ornament, the main one that I've been doing since a kid, And I think they were from Mam-Mam. Do you remember the... we all have one. Yours might have been a clown on a ball, or that was Nick's.
The old paper chaise.
No. The a glass bell.
With oh, yeah. Mine. Yeah, mine's smashed.
See, mine's a nutcracker inside the glass bell. And the nutcracker in the bottom. So it's like a ceramic little nutcracker as the ringer inside a glass bell. So I will always stick a yellow bulb. One of the bulbs fits perfectly up into there. So mm-hmm. I'll hang it somewhere in the center of the tree around where one of the small yellow bulbs are, and I'll stick the yellow bulb up it so the actual thing lights up.
Yeah, I used to do that too.
So that's my thing with that. But the newer one is it's actually on
mine
the...
Mine was a snowman, by the way.
What?
Mine was a snowman, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, then I think one of them had the same thing, I think, but with a clown on a ball, which our grandmother was obsessed with clowns. The other one is, it's actually the on the cover, it's actually my album cover, A Solstice Night. Find it on Amazon and iTunes. it's the glass ornament, which apparently, was that you telling me they're Dollar Tree? Or was that Nick?
They're dollar store guys.
It was Nick, I guess. Yeah, and I didn't know that. And I love those ornaments, and I have two, but the one that I utilize is the one with the Christmas tree, and I'll always put it in front of a pink light. I think the pink gives out a nice one. Kelly and I also have a little thing with a glass Santa and a pink light, which I... Kelly took that glass Santa on me. But that's a different story. Anyway, what's your ghost story?
Okay, so we had a cousin that passed away a few years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was an ornament that Mom and Dad had. It was another Garfield ornament. Do you remember that one? Mm-hmm. It was from them in Tennessee. From our family, but it was Garfield dressed like an angel, it was Mom and Dad's. Like, it was given to Mom and Dad from them, but on the box she wrote the Agues. It was just basically a family ornament. But do you remember it? It was Garfield dressed like an angel, had a halo, and he was hanging on a crystal, like a frosted crystal looking star.
I somewhat do.
I'll have to take a picture and show you, but it's the newer version Garfield. It's not like mine was the 80s Garfield, you know. Yeah. This one was a little later, so he was more streamlined, not as fat and chubby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the year that she passed away, that when I moved out, Mom and Dad gave me that ornament just because I like Garfield. So that was on our tree. The year that she passed away, I'm at work one day, and Carrie sent me a picture of that ornament. She said, "Where did this ornament come from?" So I told her, well... She had passed away before Christmas. Carrie said she was in the dining room with Aiden or with Max playing with them in there. Or was it Aiden? Either way. And she said she was looking out in the living room and that ornament flew off of the tree and smashed halfway across the living room. There was nothing in the living room that would have made it fall off of the tree.
Like took off?
She said it didn't fall. She said it flew off of the tree like someone threw it off of the tree. And then I didn't put that ornament out this year. I got nervous.
Oh, it didn't break?
No, it Garfield came off of the star, but we just glued it back on. But I didn't put it out this year.
She was upset with you.
Yeah, I know. But no, that was that because that happened last year. That's why I didn't put it out this year. But yeah, it flew off of the tree. Smashed.
No, I want the door open. Down here in my basement.
Yeah, me too. I hear creaks and cracks, but it's just the heat.
It's my joints.
Yeah, it's the heat. That's it. we haven't talked to anybody since Christmas. We hope everyone had a great Christmas. I know
it's weird because we did. God, I mean, you know, almost 2 months back to back, October and December. It seems like we've done a year's worth supply of podcasts, and then January just seemed to disappear. Thank God, this is the worst month in the entire year, in my opinion. It's been a while. It's been a month, and it seems like it's been forever.
Yeah.
But that's good. I need a break.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll like I said, we'll come up with some sort of a schedule or a thing we're going to podcast about this year. We'll come up with some different ideas.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. And still waiting on those suggestions. You know, it's been a year.
Yeah, so hopefully you know.
Yeah, next wait, no. Is next when did we do Charlie Brown Christmas? Was that was March? right? Yeah, not February.
I think the very first episode we recorded live was on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh yeah, and we didn't even air that until what, July or August. So
yeah, we used it for a long
time. Yeah. So next year will be our final one, and then you know anniversary date will be March 25th will be our anniversary.
Time flies. But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed this off the normal beaten path kind of an episode. But
I like
just
it because I could talk about it all day long. And again, probably to people that could care less. But yeah. I think it's the point where, you know, trying to, you know, compare your own life if you had these type of experiences and how you feel, if there's any nostalgia there, if you completely hated Christmas as a kid, if things were different for you, you know, maybe you did Hanukkah, I don't know.
Yeah, we like I said, we were Catholic, raised Catholic, which I don't think Mom really practices much anymore at all.
No,
gave up on that.
She did.
What happened?
I don't know because she used to force us in everything. I mean, Saturday nights watching Snick.
Sunday. Yeah, Sunday we still got up at 6 a.m. all growing up, so we never got to sleep in at all.
I'll tell Saturday. You, the Thank best you. Feeling, probably even better than a snow day, was something going on. That we'd get a little wondering, like at six, like what's going on, and they'd be like, "Yeah, we're not going to church. Go back to bed."
Yeah, and maybe it snowed a little bit,
or they were just tired. Who knows? It was a rarity.
It was a snow culprit. There was that. That was the only thing that was getting in the Lord's way.
Well, think about this. All right, so Christmas. So we used to do church on Saturday nights, 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Which that was weird to begin with. That was weird to me. And sometimes we'd go to Mama Pop-Ups and have pizza afterwards.
Most of the time.
But that was usually just with Mom. Sundays, think about all the years we've done Sundays, because that was because of catechism. Like, mm-hmm. Now that I'm a father, I'm just thinking, like, Dad used to be there with us all the frickin' time.
Yeah, and he's not Catholic.
No, I wouldn't want to be dealing with that.
Do you remember there was probably a good few year stint where he would stay out in the car. He didn't come into the church. Do you remember those times?
There were times
where we would go to church and Dad would stay out in the car and we would all go in. And I know exactly where he was parked. Like if you were coming out of the church, you would look to your right and across the street.
Now,
about two
now cars. Was he taking a stand against Mom or like what do you think that was about?
He's not Catholic. Why? He doesn't want to go in there.
Yeah, but it's just like anything else. I mean, so I guess you could, again, I'm being a hypocrite here because Aaron will still go to church with the kids and I don't. But why go that far? Why not just have Mom drive? Or maybe there's a compromise. Maybe there's an argument at one point and we weren't aware of it.
Nah, he was probably out in the car on the ham radio.
No, he didn't have the handheld back then.
But if we were in the van, he had the unit in the van.
I'm thinking green minivan by this point.
Nah.
The emerald green.
Van. But this has nothing to do with anyone listening. So, but yeah, that was our uprising there. Church, Richard out in the car.
Now, do you remember where once on a blue moon, if we couldn't get in, do you remember where we went to church on Christmas Eve? And we'd see Miss Brennan there?
No, I don't remember which church.
Remember the church right across from where the old Burger King is? Was?
Yeah, that's right.
And that was weird to me. I felt like it was in a completely different world.
Yeah, that was a weird one to do that.
Because I think all of us, are you a man of routine? Because God knows I am.
Yeah, I'm very
routine. I mean, I think every one of us at one point where we could have recited an entire church from beginning to end, including sermon.
To this day. Except
they changed it up. They went back to the old way now. And I don't like the whole and with your spirit, I want to throw that shit out the window.
I bet you if I went to church now, I could recite everything they say.
No, I guarantee. No, they changed up the profession of faith. They changed up quite a bit. Like I said, the way they're doing it now is like, what is this garbage? And Aaron goes, this is how they used to do it. And Mamam chimed in because I was arguing in front of her about it. Mamam loves it. She's like, this is the way church used to be.
I'm going to have to go because if that's what I grew up on, then probably. Well, I have to.
No, you didn't grow up on that. You grew up with and also with you. They don't say that anymore. And everyone's like this. Everyone's praising. Everyone has their hand. Like, where's the camera? Everyone's hands are like this when they're doing it.
Ah, that's garbage.
They're up at their sides.
Here's what I remember about Peace Be With You.
And we, I know what you're going to say.
We all used to do this. No. Well, not only that, but like to like Kelly, like, okay, so in church, like you're supposed to grant peace to everybody. So everyone shakes each other's hands and says, peace be with you. Me and Kelly thought it would be so funny. I don't know if you ever got in on this. Like the old timers that sat in front of us or behind us, when we would shake their hand, me and Kelly, everyone was going, peace be with you, peace be with you. Me and Kelly would just go, peace, 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 peace.
No, I wasn't part of that.
We used to just whistle air. Just because we thought it was funny, we would always just go, peace, peace, peace.
It'd be great if you just saw how, you know, think about how bracing you could get with it to a point where you just go.
Yeah, ask Kelly about that when next time you talk to her. But I guess we should wrap this episode up before we ramble on too much more.
Yeah. So we're completely off holidays now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so you know where to follow us. We're on theholidaybros.com. You could also follow us on Instagram and Twitter, both at theholidaybros. And you could email the show, theholidaybros@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm, do it.
Make sure you do. So for this episode of the Holiday Bros podcast number 17.
Yep.
Yeah. My name is Charlie.
And I'm Kevin, here to bid you farewell and happy holiday from the
Holiday Bros.